atmospheric pressure is causing them to croak like this. But usually whenever they go to hollering, it's going to rain. We have the bullfrog, the bell frog, we call them bell frogs. I don't know what these two, it's a long ways to Clear Lake from where I was raised. Of course, you could hear things then a whole lot further than you can now. I don't know why, I guess there's so much other noise or something. But you get out later, man, you hear them frogs hollering from where we live, plumb to Big Clear Lake. Had an old grassy pond down there, a lot of them old frogs in it. It's called bell frogs. You could hear them old frogs hollering. That.
You got frogs that stay on the land mostly?
Yeah, that's what's called toad frog. And then I got a spring frog that stays. You stay around springs and they can jump far as that door there, you know, and you walk around them and they'll jump. They won't bullfrogs. I got a bunch of them here in this pond. I used to catch them, you know, and travel around. If I could see one along the road somewhere, I'd catch him and I'd have people to catch them for me, and I'd bring them and put them in this pond. And they, you can be walking around that pond late evening, you know, about dark, and one of them will squawk and jump, and you can't keep them jumping to save your life. They make that racket, jumps in that pond.
You ever eat any frog legs?
Yeah, I like frog legs pretty good. I don't eat too many of them, but I've eaten frog legs. We got armadillos here too.
Oh boy, they made it out here, huh?
Oh yeah, they're all over the country now. They don't seem like there's as many as there was. I guess the cows, wolves and things killed them, probably. They used to be just lots of them. People used to kill them, but they have found out now that them armadillos will destroy them old foreigners, and they quit killing them. I don't kill them no more myself. I used to come around here and root around, you know, in the yard and around. Dogs pretty bad to run them, but you can get after a dog a few times about it. If you got the sense at all, he quit running them whenever you go fussing at him about it.
What about turtles you got them?
Yeah, we got turtles. I've seen turtles that weigh over 100 pounds, I imagine.
Yeah.
I used to see them I couldn't pick up when I was a boy, just a small boy.
These are the ones that stay in water?
Yeah. We got them little old terrapins, we call them. It hides, it holds the shell up, draws back in the shell. They that's the kind they claim if they bite you. And I never did know one to bite nobody either. But the old folks used to say if they bit you, they'd hold you till it thundered. I don't know.
Sound like a lot of pain.
Yeah. But they can mash your finger if they get you get your finger in that shell when they close it back up. They're pretty stout.